I recoiled as screams washed over me like I was at a pop concert. My plastic bottle slipped from my grasp as elegantly dressed women fluttered around what was supposed to be a plain convenience store. This unexpected scene marked the beginning of my strange relationship with the Tenderness convenience store in Mochiko. Women crowded around an impossibly attractive male clerk named Mr. Shiba, competing for his attention, while the ordinary clerk Hiroz rang up my purchase. The spectacle ended abruptly when a muscular old man in red overalls chased the women out, bellowing like a demon. As I fled the scene, I realized something unsettling. I was already planning my return. "Please come again," Mr. Shiba had said with that enigmatic smile, and despite the chaos, I felt an inexplicable pull to return. The Tenderness store wasn't just a retail space, but a magnetic center, drawing people from all walks of life. Its location by the sea created a liminal space, neither fully part of the bustling world nor completely separate from it. Like the tide itself, people flowed in and out, each carrying their own stories, needs, and longings. What makes certain places special isn't their architecture or merchandise, but the connections formed within their walls. This convenience store, with its fluorescent lights and refrigerated displays, had somehow become a sanctuary where lonely hearts found comfort, broken spirits found healing, and ordinary moments transformed into something extraordinary. Behind the Tenderness convenience store's polished facade lay a complex reality. Manager Shiba and colleague Mitsuri worked without days off since losing a coworker. Their staffing worsened after hiring a retiree whose wife became Shiba's stalker. When mud-covered Sugi arrived, he revealed himself as Shiba's brother Nihiko. The five Shiba siblings, Ichihiko, Nihiko, Mitsuhiko, Yohiko, and sister Jewel, all used shortened names. The brothers concealed their relationship due to their unusual appeal. While sharing their sister's rice dumplings, Shiba expressed his genuine love for his work. He recalled their former colleague finding meaning at the store. "Everyone who comes to our store lives every day of their lives to the fullest." This philosophy became Shiba's guiding principle, inspired by a girl whose words sparked his dedication to helping others. Shiba's gift wasn't just his appearance, but his ability to see each customer as unique, fulfilling their needs through perfectly prepared coffee or timely kind words. For Juku teacher Yoshiro Kiriyama, the Tenderness convenience store was a constant in his monotonous life. When prestigious Sachika Coffee began supervising the store's coffee machines, his composure cracked upon learning Shiba personally sorted beans nightly, explaining their exceptional quality. Yoshiro confronted his stagnation during a meal. His manga illustration dreams had withered under rejection, leaving him in a teaching job his heart rejected. Standing at Mochiko Station, marking both the beginning and end of the train line, he felt it symbolized his life, trapped in repetition rather than expanding with possibilities. When Shiba mentioned admiring Yoshiro's drawings after secretly watching him work, it triggered an emotional release. This unexpected acknowledgement of his hidden passion was both painful and precious. Isn't it striking how our smallest rituals become anchors in a drifting life? For Yoshiro, that daily coffee wasn't just caffeine, but continuity. Proof that something remained reliable as dreams faded. After fleeing to his parents' home, Yoshiro found life boring until Tsugishiba's brother appeared. Tsugi had been searching for him at Shiba's request, concerned after his sudden disappearance. During their drive to Mochiko, Tsugi examined Yoshiro's sketchbook with genuine praise, challenging his belief that he lacked talent. When shown a drawing of Miyamoto Musashi and Sasaki Kojiro, Tsugi grew excited, sharing how his father used to dramatically retell their famous duel. This authentic appreciation from someone who understood his work's emotional core pierced Yoshiro's cynicism. Tsugi suggested using Yoshiro's talent for kamishibai, a practical application he'd never considered. At the store, Yoshiro tried the new Sachika coffee, learning the elderly master had embraced this challenge despite his age, offering a powerful metaphor for his own situation. How often do we abandon passions because they don't manifest as planned? Sometimes our dreams don't die, they just need reimagining through someone who sees their value when we cannot. For middle schooler Azusa, Tuesday afternoons at the Tenderness convenience store meant friendship with Nayuta until Nayuta transferred schools without explanation, leaving Azusa to continue their dessert ritual alone. After learning about the transfer, Azusa confronted her former friends, walking away determined despite being slapped. She decided to apply to a prestigious academy rather than following her former circle. During a solo Tuesday visit, Azusa was stunned when Sugi arrived with Nayuta, who had traveled from Nagasaki to see her. They embraced tearfully, with Nayuta revealing she visited tenderness stores whenever lonely, feeling connected through their shared ritual. This reunion inspired Azusa to someday develop sweets that will give strength to someone who's struggling. Ordinary places become sacred through shared memories. For these girls, a convenience store counter became an altar of friendship, showing how connections live in the rituals we maintain and spaces we fill with meaning. Retirement left Takeji Otsuka adrift and irritable. He struggled with his wife Junko's newfound independence, haunted by his daughter's warning about gray divorce as Junko developed separate interests. At a convenience store, Takeji met Hikaru, a young boy eating alone. When Hikaru's friends teased him about his absent father missing the school field day, Takeji impulsively offered to attend as his grandfather. This connection gave Takeji purpose. He helped Hikaru practice for the three-legged race, learning the boy's father worked at a nursing home. When Junko fell ill, Hikaru helped select fever-reducing supplies with surprising medical knowledge. While caring for Junko, they discussed mortality. Junko revealed she had created a bucket list after their friend died with unfulfilled dreams. They agreed to create a new list together. At Hikaru's field day, both attended, with Hikaru greeting them as Grandpa and Grandma. Don't we all fear becoming irrelevant as we age? Takeji's experience shows there are always new connections to make, if we remain open to unexpected encounters. The threshold between night and morning creates an almost unreal atmosphere. Customers arrive with soft, undefined faces, each carrying their own story as they transition between work and rest. These liminal moments foster genuine connection. The narrator customizes their service, gentle words for tired workers buying beer, extra sweetness for the woman with tightly curled hair heading to work. Adding love as the finishing touch transforms transactions into human encounters. The convenience store functions as a waypoint where journeys intersect. Some end their day while others begin. Some celebrate, others mourn. Each deserves recognition of their unique circumstances. These in-between spaces hold special magic. The seaside store becomes a threshold where people briefly step outside normal life and connect unexpectedly. Perhaps the true convenience these stores offer in an often cold world.